सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः स्त्रीप्रत्ययप्रकरणे विंशः पाठः, मार्च् मासस्य द्वादशः दिनाङ्कः। एनाक्षरसमां नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरण सिद्धांत कौमुदीयं विरच्यते। स्त्री प्रत्ययेषु नीश् प्रकरणम् अनुवर्तयामः। स्वांग संबद्धानि सूत्राणि सर्वाणि अधीतानि। स्वांगाच्चोपसर्जनादसंयोगोपधात् नासिकोदरोष्ठजह्नात् दन्तकर्णशृङ्गाच्च इति द्वयम् नीश् विधायक विकल्पेन नीश् विधायक सूत्रम्। ततः नक्रोडादिवस्पतः सहनं विद्यमानपूर्वाच्च इति नीश् निषेध विधायकं सूत्रम्। अनन्तरं दिक्पूर्वपदान् नी इति नीशः स्थाने नीबादेशः इति सर्वम् अधीतम्। अग्रे वाहः इति सूत्रम्, एकमेव पदमस्ति सूत्रे, अन्यतो नीश् इत्यतः नीश् इति अनुवर्तते। वाहन्तात् प्रातिपदिकात् नीश् स्यात् इति सूत्रार्थः। नीश् एव अनुवर्तते न नीप्। पूर्वसूत्रमस्ति दिक्पूर्वपदान् नीप् इति, नीशस्थाने नीप् इत्यादेशः। तर्हि अस्मिन् सूत्रे किं कः प्रत्ययः भवेत्, नीश् वा नीप् वा इति चेत् नीश् एव। नीप् तु मध्ये नीशः स्थाने नीपादेशः इति उक्तं, किन्तु प्रकरणं तु नीश् प्रकरणमेव चलति, अतः अत्र प्रत्ययः अपि नीश् एव। द्वित्यवाच्यमे द्वित्यौ हि चमे इति उदाहरणं प्रदर्शितं दीक्षितैः। द्वितौ हि इत्यत्र व्याख्याने गवां तावत् षण्मासात्मकम् एकैकं वयः। ओके, यस्, दिस् इस् फ्रोम् द चमक द्वितीयवाच्यमे द्वितीयो हि चमे। सो इट्स् अ वेदिक् प्रयोग विच् दीक्षित इस् गिविङ्ग् एस् एन् उदाहरण। गवां तावत् षण्मासात्मकम् एकैकं वयः। This is for cows, every 6 months is considered as an age. There are different names for cows. That is, the first 6 months, it will be called something. The second 6 months, it will be called something, and so on. Garbhashtame, Vatsashtame, ityanuvake, anukrantani vayamsi. So, in that anuvaka of the particular set, that is the samaka, you have this, all these ages which are told one after the other. तत्र तृतीयं वयः द्वितीयशब्देन उच्यते। सो द थर्ड् इस् दट् इस् यु हेव् फस्ट् सिक्स् मन्त्स्, सेकेण्ड् सिक्स् मन्त्स् एण्ड् थर्ड् दट् इस् आफ्टर् फस्ट् इयर् टिल् वन् अण्ड् हाफ् इयर्स्। तत्र तृतीयं वयः द्वितीयशब्देन उच्यते इति यजुर्वेदभाष्ये भवस्वामि धूर्तस्वाम्यादिकृतकल्पभाष्येषु च स्पष्टम्। सो यु केन् सी दिस् इन् द यजुर्वेदभाष्य एण्ड् आल्सो इन् द कल्पभाष्य आफ् दित्यं वहति इति विग्रहे। सो हौ डु वि गेट् दिस् वर्ड् दित्यवाट् आर् दित्यो हि। दित्यं वहति इति विग्रहे छन्दसि सह वहश्च इति नृः उपधावृद्धिः उपपदसमासः। सो देर् इस् अ नृ प्रत्यय इन् छन्दसि सह। सो द छन्दसि इस् गेट्स् अनुवृत्ति एण्ड् देर् इस् वहः। सो वहधातोः नृ प्रत्ययः। So you have Ditya, Vah and Nmi. Nmi is Sarva Pahari Lopa. Nakara gets it by the Chutu, Ikara by Upadesha Janamasikaita, and Vakara is then deleted by Veraprakasya. So Nmi is like Kvip, there is Sarva Pahari Lopa. But in addition there is Nmi, because it is Nit, it leads to Vriddhi of the Prakriti Bhaga, that is the Dhadu. So Upadha Vriddhi. अत उपधायाः इत्यनेन वह् वः इत्यस्ति, वाह् इति भवति, अकारस्य वृद्धौ आकारः। उपधावृद्धिः उपपदसमासः द्वितीयशब्दस्य वाह् इति म्यन्तेन सह उपपदसमासः। दित्यवाह शब्दात नौ द प्रातिपदिका हैपेंस टू बी दित्यवाह सो इफ वी टेक दैट प्रातिपदिका द फॉर्म विल बी दित्यवाट व्हाट इज द प्रक्रिया हाउ डू वी गेट दित्यवाट फ्रॉम दित्यवाह This is the first thing which we studied in Halanta Pullingas. Hakaranta, we used to say liha. Right, liha becomes lid, liha, liha. So this will be dityavat, dityavan, dityavaho, dityavahaha. Anybody remember the prakriya? हकारस्य ढकारः भवति वदान्ते इत्यनेन ढत्वं भवति दित्यवाढ् इत्यस्ति जस्त्वं छत्वं दित्यवाट् इति रूपम् अस्तु दित्यवाह् शब्दात् इदानीं नीश् अनेन वाहः इति सूत्रेण नीश् भवति दित्यवाह् इ इत्यस्ति वाह ऊट् इत्यनेन वाहः ऊट् सम्प्रसारणं भवति भकम्यायाम् So, the vah is replaced by oot as the samprasarana. Okay, oot we have already seen, I mean, since etyadhatyutsu, we are familiar with it. Right, so there is oot, vakarasya, igyana samprasaranam, ityanena, yanahasthane ikaha samprasaranam, it's okay. So, we have ditya vah, it becomes ditya oo ah as the samprasaranam. सम्प्रसारणात् इति पररूपे द्वितीय ऊह् इत्यस्ति आद्गुणः इत्यनेन गुणे प्राप्ते एत्यधत्युत्सु इति वृद्धिः सो देर् विल् बि वृद्धि विच् ओल्स् गुण सो इट् बिकम्स् द्वित्यौः इ द्वित्यौ हि एत्यधत्युत्सु इति वृद्धिः द्वित्यौ हि इति रूपम् निप्रत्ययस्य छन्दोमात्रविषयत्वात् वेदवाक्यम् उदाहृतम् Generally, Dikshita gives only the word as the example and not in a prayoga, unless it is a Veda. Right? Veda vakyam veda udahriyate, tada vakyam eva udahriyate, so that you know where it occurs, the context. But if it is a laukika prayoga, he will always give a single word as the example. So he says, Nvi pratyase chando matra vishayatvar. Since the Nvi is found only in the Vedas, Veda vakyam udahritam. Loketu. But the word dityauhi can also be found in classical prayoga. How? Loketu vahayatehe kvipi. What we do in this is, we just take vaha and do kvip. Nvi is upapade pare. So there is an upapada and you do nvi. In this case, you just take the dhatu, vahadhatu and do kvip. Vahati iti vahu iti bhavati. Vahayatehe kvipi. वाह शब्दात् नीशि यू ऐड् नीश् टु वाह् सो इट् बिकम्स् वाहि दित्यौहि इति रूपम् अस्ति वैदिकप्रक्रियायाम् उपन्यसनीयमेत्येतत् सूत्रम् एतदर्थम् इह उपन्यस्तम् सो इफ् इट् वर् ओन्ली इन् द वेदस् देन् द सूत्र वुड् हव् बिन् मूव् टु वैदिकप्रक्रिया इफ् यु नोटिस् वेल् रीडिङ्ग् द अष्टाध्यायी Before the Dikpura Padani, there is one sutra, Dirgha Dikvi cha Chandasi. So, it refers only to Chandas and therefore he is not covered it in the series. He has moved it to the Vaidika Prakriya. Similarly, if Vahaha, that is, it was referring only to Nvipratyayanta and found only in the Vedas, the sutra would have been found in the Vaidika Prakarana of the Kaumudi and not here. So, वैदिक प्रक्रियायाम् उपन्यसनीयमपि एतत् सूत्रम् एतदर्थम् अर्थात् लोकेऽपि साधयितुं शक्यम् इति कारणेन इह उपन्यस्तम् अग्रिमं सूत्रमस्ति तक्षशिष्वी इति भाषायाम् परत्रयमस्ति सखी अशिष्वी इति भाषायाम् question we can ask. Vipratya. He says that, yeah, he saw that, but yeah, if it is, if it is Nvi, yes, because Nvi is given only in Upapada. Karmani Upapada eva Nvipratyaha bhavati, yataha Upapada samasaha bhavati eva anteva bhavati iti satyam. Kintu etadya duktam. Quip can be found even without anupapada. So I mean, I read that sentence in the Tattva Bodhini. I wanted to read more and clarify, because nvi true, if it is yes. He says on the vaha with quip, but that is what I mean. If you are doing quip, quip can be done even without an upapada. So, if we have vaha, can we do vahi or not is a question which I also have, because vahantat is, it is okay, because I mean, we always have this tadanta, satyacha tadantasya, yena vidhas tadantasya. So, you're doing it as a this pratipadikasya visheshanam. So visheshanam tadantasya samyasya sastasya rupasya. It is always there. So ahanta pratipadika sarvatra tathemurchate. I mean, everywhere we have been using the same thing. So I don't know if we can derive it from that. Like tadanta always will always have sva sastasya tadantasya. So that should not prevent it. So I just want to know what this means. Maybe we should see the manorama. I don't know where to look at for this, because he does not mention that quip. Yeah, because they are all considering the chandas, because Dikshitar also gives only the chandasa prayoga. They are all considering only me. Only the Balamanoramakara offers this quip. So we have to see if it can be done. Because there is also another person we have said here, where if you do vaha and quip, do we get vaha is also a question. How do we get the vriddhi? Because ata upadhayaha is niti neti cha prasaya pare. The vriddhi, the vaha becoming, vaha can be converted to vaha only when the pratyaya is nit or nit. This happens in me. But what about in quip? How do we get the vritti? That's another question. But that is... So he says very clearly that vahayate hai kviti, vah shabdati nishi. But how did the vahayate hai kviti? So it is nijanta. You take nijanta already. So rityam vahayati. Yeah, yeah. So nijanta, so the dirgha is already there because of nichi. So that's what. This is given only by Balamanoramakara and not in Tattva Bodhini or anywhere else. So is this one or how do we do this is a question. To see what he says. I mean, if nobody else is offering it, is this Pramana? We have to see. Think more about it. Okay, so the next one. Sakshishishviti Bhashayam. Iti Agram Sutram. Sakshi Ashishvi Itrasti. Tatra Vyakhyane. Sakhi shabdat, ashishu shabdat, striyam, nish, nipatyate, bhashayam. So So the word sakhi, which is sakha sakhayo sakhaya. So pulinga pulinga shabdaha. Evameva ashishu. Navidyate shishuhu esya iti vigrahe ashishu iti bhavati. So tasmatcha nish pratyaha nipatyate. Because he is directly giving the form as sakhi and ashishvi. Bhashayam. Laukika prayogaha bhasha. So bhasha always refers to the laukika prayoga as opposed to the vaidika. Chandasi and bhashayam are the two words which Panini uses. So if the sutra will apply only in Vedas, he will say chandasi. If it applies, it does not apply in the Vedas, he will say bhashayam. Laukika prayogo bhasha. Tarhi veve naiva syad ityata aha. So then it should not be found in the Vedas. But Rishida says it is also found in the Vedas sometimes. So he says, iti shabdaha prakare bhashayam ityasya anantaram drashtavyaha. So he says it is not sakshashishvi iti bhashayam. It is sakshashishvi bhashayam iti. So the word iti should be taken after bhashayam and it should be interpreted to mean prakare. Prakare is similar to, that is something like. Etc. or it is used in some such sense. Prakare. So, tena chandasyati patit. So, says it is not just in bhashayam. Because of the presence of iti, it can also be found in chandas. Tena chandasyati patit. So, iti shabdaha iti. Prakare ityanantaram vartate iti sheshaha. Prakaraha sajatiyata. So, bhashayam ityasya. तथे इति शब्दः भाषायां इत्यस्य अनन्तरं सन्निवेश्यते इत्यर्थः ततश्च भाषायां वेदे च इति फलितम् ननु एवं सति भाषायां इति व्यर्थम् सो इन व्हाई शुड ही से भाषायां इफ इट इज फाउंड ओनली आई मीन इन बोथ भाषा एंड द वेदास व्हाई दिस व्हाई शुड ही से भाषायां इफ ही जस्ट सेज सखिशिशि एनी जनरल सूत्र इन Ashtadhyayi will always apply to both Vedas and Laukika Bhasha, unless it is specified. Only when it is specified does it exclude either the Vedas or the Laukika Prayoga. So why should he specifically say Bhashayam? Manu evam sadhi Bhashayam iti vyaktham ityata aha tena yati. Arthasya tena chandasyati patita. Bhashagrahanena Bhashayam sarvatra bhavati. Vede tu kvachid iti labhyate ityartha. So, in Laukika Prayoga, always, compulsorily the sutra will apply. That is always Sakhi and Ashishvi. Whereas in the Vedas, both forms are found. That is, it can be found even without Nish or with Nish. Kvachid, in the Vedas, in some cases you find Nish and many or most places you do not find. So, to emphasize that, he has used the word Bhashayam. भाषाग्रहणेन भाषायां सर्वत्र भवति वेदे तु क्वचित् इति लभ्यते इत्यर्थः सखी इज द फर्स्ट फॉर्म सखी इति सखी शब्दात् नीषि यस्येति च इति खकाराधिकारस्य लोपः यू शुड ऑलवेज रिमेंबर दिस व्हेन यू हैव सखी एंड ई वी हैव अ टेंडेंसी टू डू सवर्ण दीर्घ अकसवर्णदीर्घः इत्यनेन सवर्णदीर्घे सखी इति सिद्ध्यति किन्तु दट् इस् नाट् द रैट् प्रक्रिया आल्वेस् वेदर् इट् इस् अकार आर् इकार इट् डिलीट् द इकार वै यस्येति च इकारस्य अकारस्य च इकार अकारयोः इकारे तद्धिते च परे लोपः सो वेन् वि डु वेन् वि हाव् अकार वि विल् डिलीट् इट् बिकास् अदर्वैस् वि डु नाट् गेट् द रूप वेन् इट् इस् इकार फालोड् बै ईकार We get the rupa even with Savarna Dirgha, but the proper prakriya is to delete the ikara, because it matters in some cases. So, yes, yatisha ityanena ikarasya lokha. Bhashayam kim sakha saptapadam bhava. So, he shows a Vedic prayoga where in Strilinga, he has used the term sakha, that is sakhi shabda itself. So it gets the usual prakriya and it becomes sakha. So sakha saptapada bhava. This is where for strilinga he has used sakha and not sakhi. Similarly, ashishvi. न विद्यते शिशुः यस्याः इति विग्रहः she who does not have a child न विद्यते शिशुः यस्याः इति विग्रहः अशिशु शब्दात् ईषि उकारस्य यण् सो अशिशु ई इति स्थिते इको एनर्जी इत्यनेन एनादेशे अशिश्वी इति रूपम् अशिश्वी शिशुना विना इत्यमरः छन्दस्यपि क्वचित् इत्यस्य उदाहरणम् आह सो as he said this sutra will apply in some cases in chandas so adhinamo dhinayantam ashishvihi iti chandasam udaharanam where he has used ashishvi as a visheshana to dhenu dhenu shabda is strilinga so ashishvi here is also strilinga ashishvihi so that is about it the next sutra and again one of the most important sutras for nish So in English you have several general sutras, right? One is Puyogadakhyayam, which is found very widely. And the other one is Jatayarasthi Vishayadayopathat, which is again found very widely. So, Trini Padani Santi, Jatayah Astri Vishayat Ayopathat. Anyato Nish, Jataha Nish, Jenavatshate. Jati Vachi Yat Na Sriyam Niyatam Ayopatham Tataha Sriyam Nish. So, jati-vachi, a word which indicates jati. So, what is a jati? He will define right now. Yat na sriyam niyatam, astri vishaya, that is not a nitya sri-linga. Yeah? And ayopadham, and that which does not have yakara in the upadha. So, it should be a jati-vachaka shabda, it should not be nitya sri-linga, and it should not have yakara in the upadha. So, in such cases, tataha sriyam nish syat. Natat sriyam niyatam iti. So, if you look at the vyakhyana, sri vishayaha, vishayaha nama niyamena vachya yasyaha iti bahu vrihina sri vishaya shabdaha niyatat sri linga paraha. So, the word sri vishaya, vishayaha here refers to niyamena vachya. So that which always indicates stri is stri vishaya, that is a word which is nitya stri linga. Stri vishaya shabdaha nitya stri linga paraha. Tathacha astri vishayad ityanena aniyata stri lingad iti vivakshitam. So what you find, I mean, if you just interpret astri vishayad as that which is not found in stri linga, it will be wrong because then there will not be any stri prataya at all. So astri vishayad means that which is not compulsorily in strilinga. That is, it is found both in pullinga and strilinga. Tathacha astri vishayad ityanena aniyata strilingar iti vivakshitam vayatya labhayaiva vishayagrahanam. It is for that he has used the word vishaya, anayatya, that is, aniyata strilinga iti jyotanarthameva astri vishayad iti vishayagrahanam kratam. अन्यथा अस्त्रियाः इत्येव अवक्ष्यत् इति भावः अदरवाइज ही कुड हैव सिंपली सेड अस्त्रियाः अस्त्री विषयात् रेफर्स टू अनियत स्त्रीलिंगत्वात् नाउ द क्वेश्चन इज व्हाट इज दिस जाति जाति ही नाम का इति प्रश्नः सो ही कंटिन्यूज इन द व्याख्यान ननु यदि नित्यं एकं अनेकानुगतं सामान्यं इति तार्किकोक्ता जातिः सो द जाति इज अ वेरी इज अ कॉन्सेप्ट व्हिच इज वाइडली डेल्ट विथ इन न्यायशास्त्र वेर इट इज वन ऑफ द सेवन पदार्थ सप्त पदार्थेषु द्रव्य गुण कर्म सामान्य विशेष समवायाभावः सो सामान्य इज द जाति सो व्हाट इज दैट दे डिफाइन इट एज नित्यं एकं अनेकानुगतं सामान्यं दैट व्हिच इज नित्य that is eternal, ekam, which is only one, aneka anugatam, but that which is found in many dravyas, aneka anugatam, anekeshu dravyeshu, drishtam samanyam, that is samanya. An example they take is gotva, okay, the property of gotva is nitya, that is, it is never destroyed, even if a single cow is destroyed, the property of gotva will always survive in other cows, so it is eternal, jati is treated as nitya, ekam, and it is the same. I mean, whatever the, I mean, how many ever different kinds or breeds of cows are there, the gotva is that which is found in all the cows and it is only one. There are no two different gotvas. Gotva is one and it is found in all. So, anekanugatam, that which is found in many different cows, samanya, that is treated as samanya. So, if that is the definition which we accept here, nanu yadi nityam ekam anekanugatam samanyam iti tarkikokta jatihi tarhi shukladi gunasya nityatva ekatva pakshe shukla ityada vativyaptihi. So, he says there is shukla. Shukla is a guna. Whiteness, the property of whiteness. So, nityatva ekatva pakshe. So, gunas are of two kinds, nitya and anitya. We saw it in guna lakshana, right? Adheyascha kriyadascha. So, it can be both nitya and anitya. So, nityatva pakshe, when it is nitya, and ekatva pakshe. So, it again, there are two pakshas. So, gunaha, eka eva gunaha. Guna is a single, even if it is found in different things, it is one iti pakshe. Nityatva ekatva pakshe shukla ityadu ativyaptihi. In that case, the guna, the shukla guna should also be treated as a jati. Guna is different from jati. So, it should have been also be treated as guna. And in that case, shukla, there is a form as shukla ativyaptihi. The jati lakshana would be ativyapti even there. And we should have had shukli and not shukla. Aupagavi kati ityadu avyaptishcha. And there is other cases where the niche through jate rasi vishaya, we want the niche to apply even in some cases like there is upagohu iyamiti aupagavi iti rupam sadhayati. We will see the form here only. And similarly, kathi, kalapi, etc. are formed. Ityado avyaptishcha. And the jati lakshana, nityam ekam anekanugatam, will not apply to those cases. So, avyaptihi. This lakshana of jati will not apply to those cases and we will not have niche. We will have niche in places where it is not desired, that is ativyapti. We will not have niche where it is desired, that is avyapti. So that lakshana, the tarkikokta jati lakshana has both doshas, ativyapti and avyapti. So that cannot be considered here. So what is this jati? Nanu yadi nityam ekam anekanugatam samanyam iti tarkikokta jatihi तर्हि शुक्लादिगुणस्य नित्यत्व एकत्वपक्षे शुक्ला इत्यादौ अतिव्याप्तिः औपगवीकठि इत्यादौ अव्याप्तिश्च सवर्णेभ्यः सवर्णासु जायन्ते हि सजातयः इत्यादि स्मृत्या जननेन यत् प्राप्यते ब्राह्मणत्वादि सा जातिश्चेत् युवत्वादौ अव्याप्तिः. Now there is one more definition which is given in the Smriti. So, the Smriti says, Savarnebhyaha Savarnasu Jayantehi Sajatayaha. So, Sajati is the persons belonging to the same jati. When are they born? Savarnebhyaha Savarnasu. So, if two persons, I mean, they are particularly referring to Manishya jati. So, if there is a Brahmana who has married a Brahmani, so the one born to them will be Sajati, the same jati, which is Brahmana. Ityadi smritya jananena yat prapyate brahmanatvadi. So this kind of jati can be obtained through birth. Okay, that which is attained through birth. Ityadi smritya jananena yat prapyate brahmanatvadi sa jatischet. So if we consider that definition of jati, yuvatvadu avyaptihi. So then that jati lakshana will not apply to cases like yuvatva. Yuvatva, that is youthfulness or the yuva is youth. So the jati of that is considered as yuvatva and that is also considered as a jati. So that is not obtained through birth because a man or any animal only grows into youth. It will not be born young. That is born young as in it is born young, but youth is after childhood. Right? So savarnebhya savarnasu jayante hi sajatayaha ityadi sprutya jananena yat prapyate brahmanatvadi sa jatischet yuvatvadav avyaptihi. So why do we need jati for yuvatva? Tathacha yuvatitara ityatra jateshcha iti pumbatva nishedaha nasya. So there are several of sutras in Vyakarana which use the term jati. So one such term is jateshcha, which prevents pumbadbhava for jativansakas. Now there is the word yuvati tara. The yuvati as the tara prasthaya. Here, to prevent pumbadbhava, we need it to be a jati vachana. If it is a jati, then jateshcha ityanena pumbadbhava nishedha. Yuvati is a strilinga word. Right? So to prevent it from becoming yuvan, it has to be nishedha by jateshcha. If we take the definition of jati as given by the smritis, yuvatva will not be treated as a jati and pumbatva nishetha will not happen. Tathacha yuvatitara ityatra jateshcha iti pumbatva nishetha na syat iti chet na akritik grahana jatihi linganaanchana sattvabha satadakhyati nirgrahya gotranja taranaitsaha iti भाष्योक्त विविध जातेहे विवक्षितत्वात् इत्यभिप्रेत्य भाष्योक्त त्रैविध्यं प्रपंचयति. So there is a karika in the Mahabhashya which gives jati lakshana. Very similar to swanga lakshana where he defines three types of swanga. Here he defines three types of jatis. There are three definitions for jatis. Okay? So that is the karika. So Dikshita takes them one by one and explains. So the complete tarika is this. Akriti grahana jatihi linganaanchana sarvabha satradakhyati nirgrahya gotrancha charanaisaha. So the first one says akriti grahana jatihi anugata samsthana vyangya ityarthaha. So the first thing, akriti grahana, very simple, that a jati which can be known by looking at the akriti. Say if you are looking at different cows, what is it that makes you understand that there is one property which is, you can identify each one as a cow only because of that common property which is found in all the cows. Right? That is normal, vyavahara jnaya. So what is that samanya? In this case is the akriti. You look at the external form and decide that all these are cows. Right? So that gotva is this. Akriti grahana jatihi, where you can look at the avayavas or the akriti, the form, and decide the jati all, and know that it belongs to a jati. Okay? So that is anugata samsthana vyangya. So the vyakhyana there, akriti grahana jatihi iti prathama iti sheshaha, that is the first jati lakshana. Akritihi nama avayava sannivesha visheshaha. So the particular organizing or arrangement of avayavas, organs, is akriti. Grihyate anena iti grahanam vyanjakam. Karanelyut samanena pumsakam. That is how do you get that akriti grahana. Akritihi grahanam yasyaha iti vigrahaha. So, upasarjanatma tiddhanai iti nipna. So, he is deriving the word akriti grahana. So, grahana is lute, okay, lute which is tith, okay, tithvata tithana ityanenangi prapyate, kintu anupasarjana adityadhikara hasti, ataha grahana ityasya upasarjanatvat, akritihi grahanam yasyaha iti bahuvrihi, upasarjanatvat neepna bhavati, tabeva bhavati, akriti grahana iti, haritamaha anugata samsthana vyangya iti, sarvasu ghatadi tattad vyaktishu, ekarupa tattadakara vyangya iti yavat. So sarvasu ghatadi tattadvyaktishu. So if you are taking ghata, there are several different ghata vyaktis. Okay. So ghatadi tattadvyaktishu ekarupa tattadakara vyangya. So how do you identify each one as a ghata? Because of the akara. Right? So by that akara, this jati is shown. Right? So that which is indicated by the akriti. So, ekarupa tattad akara vyangya iti yavat. So, justifies why he has interpreted it as akritihi grahanam yasyaha. There is one more vyutpatti which is possible. Drishyate iti karmani lyut, akritya grahana, akriti grahana iti tu navyakheyam. Tiddhanai iti neep prasangat. So if we are doing tatpurusha samasa, akritihi, akritya grahana, akriti grahana, So then there would have been nip, because it is not upasarjana. So that is not how we derive the word. Akratihi grahanam nama vyanjakam. So that for whom the indicator is akriti. So if this, for this kind of jati, the indicator is akriti or the external form. So what is the example he gives here? Anugata, tati iti udaharanam diyate. So tati, tataha, tati, tatam, anigatraye vyakti, the banks of a river is called tata or tati. So tati iti, tatam trishu ityamaraha. It is a word which is found in all three lingas. So it is not stri vishaya, it is not nitya stri linga. It is not ayopadha, yakara is not in the upadha. And this is jati, akriti grahana jati. How? Jalasamiva pradeshaha, akriti vishesha, jalasamiva pradesha, akriti vishesha vishishtaha tataha. So what is a bank? So that which is the form of a bank is defined. It is always found near the water body, the source of water. Jalasamiva pradesha rupa akriti vishesha vishishtaha. So that is the form of tata. That is how you identify tata, by the river which is next to it. Ataha tatatvam akriti vyangyatvat jatihi. Ataha tata shabdasya jati vachitvat aniyata strilingatvat ayopadhatvat cha nish iti bhavaha. Yuvatvadikam api akriti vyangyatvat jati reva. So now we saw, he showed a few ativyapti and avyapti in the other lakshana, right? In the tarkikokta lakshana, he said it is avyapti in yuvatva, or sorry, in the smriti lakshana. Jananat avyaprapyate sa jati hi ityukte. Yuvatvado avyapti hi ityuktam. Atratu yuvatvadikam api akriti vyangyatvas. How do you identify a young man or a young woman? Because of the akriti form. So, akriti vyangyatva jati reva. Yuvatva will also get jati samya by this lakshana. Anena prathama lakshanena anugatakara pratyaya siddha tatatvadi jatihi ukta. Nanu evam sati. But if this is the only jati lakshana which we take, evam sati vrushanatvadinam jatitvam nasyat. Now words like Vrishala, Vrishala means a Shudra or Brahmana or whatever the other jati. Vrishalatvarinam jatitum nasyat tad avayava sannivesasya. Because the form of a Vrishala, Brahmana adi sadharanatvena, is also found in Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, all men. The akriti grahana jati in men can only be manushyatva, because only that is akriti grahana. Pumstva is akriti grahana, stritva is akriti grahana. But jati is like, say, Vrishalatva, Brahmanatva, Kshatriyatva, they are not akriti grahana. They cannot be identified by form. Okay? Because form is same. Nanu evam sati vrishalatvarinam jatitvam nasyat tad avayava sannivesasya vrishalagata avayava sannivesasya brahmanadi sadharanatvena vrishalatvarinam tad vyangyatva abhavad ityashankya aha. So therefore, we go to the second definition of jati. Linganam chana sarvabhas sakradakhyati nirgrahya. Iti dvitiyam jati lakshanam. Asarvalingatvena sati ekasyam vyaktau kathanat vyaktyantare kathanam vinapi sugraha jatihi iti lakshanantaram. Asarvalingatvena sati. The first thing, it is not found in all lingas. Ekasyam vyaktau kathanat. When the jati has been told for one person or one vyakti, vyaktyantare, in other related vyaktis, kathanam vinati sugraha, you can assume that they belong to the same jati even without pointing out them separately. Iti lakshanantaram. You'll understand if you look at the udaharana or the vyakhyana. So linganam cha iti. Anya jati iti sheshaha. So this is the second jati lakshana. Linganam iti karmani shashti sarvani lingani na bhajate iti arthaha. Asamartha samasaha ashaha. So that is about this. Sakrid ityataha purvam etasyam vyaktau iti sheshaha. Sakrid akhyati iti asya. Sakrid is once. Akhyati is to be told. So once jati is told in one vyakti,
एकस्यां व्यक्तौ इति शेषः आख्यात इति भावे कः उपदेशः इत्यर्थः निर्ग्राह्य इत्यस्य व्यक्त्यन्तरे उपदेशं विनापि सुगमा इत्यर्थः सो सकृदाख्याति निर्ग्राह्य मीन्स् इट केन् बी अण्डर्स्टुड् इन् अदर् व्यक्तीस् इवन् विथौट् टेलिङ्ग् देम् बीङ्ग् टोल्ड् एक्स्प्लिसिट्लि निहि इति उपसर्गवशात् निर्ग्राह्य इत्यनन्तरम् अन्या जातिः इति शेषः फलितमाः असर्व इति सो दट् इस् वाट् ऐ मीन् पुटिङ्ग् आल् दीस् टुगेदर् दीक्षितर् हस् गिवन् द पङ्क्ति असर्वलिङ्गत्वेन सति एकस्यां व्यक्तौ कथनात् व्यक्त्यन्तरे कथनं विनापि सुग्रहा जातिः सो हौ एकस्यां व्यक्तौ वृषलः इति उपदेशात् व्यक्त्यन्तरे तदुपदेशं विनापि सुगमा इति यावत् सो इफ् ऐ मीन् अगेन् दिस् इस् एक्स्प्लेन् लेटर् सो विल् कम् बेक् टु दिस् लक्षणान्तरम् इति जात्यन्तरम् इत्यर्थः सो दिस् इस् द सेकेण्ड् लक्षण आफ् जाति इट् इस् नाट् द सेम् लक्षण दट् इस् इट् विल् नाट् The first jati lakshana is different, the second is different. Right? Jatyantaram ityarthaha anyatha ukta taratvadi jate reva akriti grahana jati hi iti ukta lakshanad anyadidam lakshanam iti syat. So he says this is different from the first one. Otherwise you would have thought that akriti grahana jati is one and this one also applies to the same. Iti brahmaha na bhavet iti etadattham jatyantaram iti uchyate. नहि इदं युज्यते तटस्य सर्वलिङ्गत्वात् सो दिस् इस् नाट् ए लक्षण विच् अप्लैस् टु द सेम् थिङ्ग् दट् इस् इट् विल् नाट् अप्लै टु तट बिकास् तट इस् नाट् असर्वलिङ्ग इट् इस् फौण्ड् इन् आल् त्री लिङ्गस् सो दट् इस् वै ही गेव् द एक्साम्पल् आस् तट दिस् द सेकेण्ड् डेफिनेशन् विल् नाट् अप्लै टु इट् सो ही इस् गिविङ्ग् एक्साम्पल्स् ईच् आफ् विच् केन् बी सब्स्टेन्शियेटेड् ओन्लि बै दट् पर्टिक्युलर् लक्षण ही गिव्स् त्री जाति लक्षणास् So, Tata will get Jati, will be called Jati only by the first Jati Lakshana. The other two Lakshanas will not apply to it. Similarly, the example which we give for the second one will get Jati Samya only by this definition and not by others. So, Nahidam Yujyade Tatasya Sarvalingatva. So, the example which he gives here is Vrishali. Vrishalattvam hi asarvalingam napumsakatva bhavat. Vrishala means a shudra. It is found only in pullinga and strilinga. There is no napumsakalinga. So it is asarvalinga. Vrishalattvam hi asarvalingam napumsakatva bhavat. Ekasyam vyaktau vrishalatve upadishte sati. Now if there is one vyakti in whom if you are told that he is a vrishala, ekasyam vyaktau vrishalatve upadishte sati, tad apatya sahodaradishu. तदुपदेशं विना तस्य सुग्रहत्वात् मीन्स् यू से वन् पर्टिक्युलर् व्यक्ति इस् वृषल देन् इट्स् चिल्ड्रन् हिस् चिल्ड्रन् दट् इस् तद् अपत्य सहोदरादिषु हिस् सिब्लिङ्ग्स् दे केन् आल् बी अस्यूम् टु बी वृषलान् इवन् विथौट् एक्स्प्लिसिट्लि मेन्शनिङ्ग् ईच् आफ् देम् सो दट् इस् वाट् ही मीन्स् मै सकृदाख्याति निर्ग्राह्य एकस्यां व्यक्तौ कथनात् व्यक्त्यन्तरे कथनं विनापि सुग्रहा जातिः एकस्यां व्यक्तौ वृषलत्वे उपदिष्टे सति तदपत्य सहोदरादिषु तदुपदेशं विना सो विथौट् स्पेसिफैङ्ग् ईच् आफ् देम् एक्स्प्लिसिट्लि तस्य सुग्रहत्वात् इट् केन् बी नोन् दट् दे आर् आल् बिलाङ्गिङ्ग् टु द सेम् जाति सकृदाख्यात निर्ग्राह्यं चेति भावः ब्राह्मणत्वं तु नो ब्राह्मणत्वम् आल्सो गेट्स् जाति बै द सेम् डेफिनेशन् वै ब्राह्मणत्वं तु पुत्रपौत्रादौ यद्यपि न सुगमम् वेन् यु से द सन्स् द चिल्ड्रन् आफ् वृषल आर् आल् वृषल सिमिलर्लि यु केनाट् से दट् फार् अ ब्राह्मण पुत्रपौत्रादौ न सुगमम् यु केनाट् से ऐ मीन् आल् दिस् इस् टेकिङ्ग् द वर्णव्यवस्था विच् वास् देर् इन् स्मृतिकाल रैट् सो अकार्डिङ्ग् टु द स्मृति पुत्रपौत्रादौ न सुगमम् वै ब्राह्मणात् क्षत्रियायाम् उत्पन्नस्य ब्राह्मणत्वाभावात् So if a brahmana has a kshatriya wife and their children will not be a brahmana. So you cannot say that the children of brahmana will all belong to the brahmana jati. Tathapi pitradau sugamadeva. But you can still have yaktyantara. You can still assume that his father, his forefathers are all brahmanas. Okay. So still this holds good. Ekasyam yaktau kathanat. Yaktyantare kathanam vinapi sugrahatvam astyeva. अतः ब्राह्मणत्वम् अपि जातिः एवं क्षत्रियत्वं वैश्यत्वं च तत्पित्रादावेव सुग्रहम्। Similarly, all the jatis which you find in the human, that is the races, they are all getting jati samya by this lakshana. Satyantam kim? Asarvalingatve sati iti kimartham uchyate. Satyantam is the phrase ending in sati. So there is a particular thing which says asarvalingatve sati. So this jati lakshana will apply only when it is the word is not found in all the lingas. Why? Shukla. So Shukla, as we said, it is Sakradakhyati Nirgraha. That is, if one thing is pointed out as being white, all other things can also be known as being white. Okay? So it is Sakradakhyati Nirgraha. However, it is not Asarvalinga. It is found in all three lingas. Shuklaha, Shukla, Shuklam, iti linga trayepi asti. Ataha idam jati lakshanam nabhavati.
Gunasya. Gunavachakapadasya idam jatitvam nabhavati. So this is to prevent ativyapti in Shukla.
So Shukla iti balaka iti sheshaha. Shukla balaka iti bhavati.
Gune Shukla dayah pumsi gunilingasu tadvati iti koshat visheshya nignataya.
So there is a kosha which says, Gune, if it is referring to the white, that is the guna itself, it is pullinga.
Shuklaha nama shukla gunaha itkarthaha.
Gunilinga astu tadvati. So, but when you are referring to some white dravya, that is a dravya which has the quality of guna, it can be in all three lingas. It can be in pullinga, strilinga and napumsaka linga. So, we have shuklaha pataha, shukla shatika, shuklam kinchita pustakamba, kagadamba, kimapi.
इति कोशात् विशेष्य निघ्नतया त्रिलिंगत्वात् असर्वलिंगत्वाभावात् शुक्लत्वं न जातिः।
सो शुक्लत्व इज नॉट अ जाति बिकॉज़ इट इज नॉट असर्वलिंग।
अवयव संस्थान व्यंग्यत्वाभावात् न पूर्व लक्षणं इति।
एंड व्हाइटनेस द क्वालिटी इज नॉट फाउंड बाय अवयव संस्थान, नॉट बाय द अरेंजमेंट ऑफ ऑर्गन्स। दैट इज व्हाई ही वाज वेरी क्लियर आकृति ग्रहण। ही सेज इट इज avayava samsthana, because of the several avayavas, the placement of avayavas or the arrangement of avayavas is what gives the first jati. So since the guna is not told by any avayavas, it is found inherent in all parts of that, of anything, whatever is shukla. So the first lakshana will also not apply.
Avayava samsthana vyangyatva bhavat na purva lakshanam api.
So shuklatva will not get jati samya by either of these definitions.
Sakrit ityadi kim?
Sakrit, that is ekasyam vyaktyau kathanad vyaktyantare grahanam bhavati iti kim artham iti chete devadatta iti udaranam diyate. Devadatte iti. So it is a samya. Devadatta is the name of a person.
Samyatvena napumsaka linga heenataya asarva linga tvepi.
So it can be, the samya can be either devadattaha or devadatta, that is pullinga or strilinga. So there is no napumsaka linga and therefore it is asarvalinga.
Samyatvena napumsaka linga heenataya asarvalingatvepi na sakridakhyati nirgrahyatvam.
But if one person is told as devadatta, you cannot assume other persons who have the same name because the names are random. You cannot say that any of the related vyaktis are also devadatta.
So sakradakhyati nirgrahyatvam nasti ityatah devadattatvadinam na jatitvam.
So devadatte iti na sakradakhyati nirgrahyatvam iti bhavah. Sakradakhyata nirgrahya. I have always been reading it as sakradakhyati nirgrahya, I think. But there is a typing error, please correct it. Whenever there is a samskara which is formed the first time, it is very difficult to weed it out. I mean, the first time you read something as wrongly, and if something wrongly, it tends to stick to you. It is sakradakhyata nirgrahya. Okay, so now, anena dvitiya lakshanena. Continuing in Balamanorama, so the second jati lakshana, janana nimittaka brahmanatvadi jati sangraha. All jatis by janana, got by birth, can be collected by this jati lakshana, by the second jati lakshana. Nanu evam api, even now, that is even when having two definitions, aupagavi kathi ityadi asangraha. There are some other words which will have jati, which will be called jati in Vyakarana, as far as Vyakarana is concerned. So tesham asangraha. Aupagavatvadehe anugatasamsthana vyangyatvabhavat sarvalingatvaccha. So first thing, they are not, cannot be shown by the external form, and they cannot be and they are found in all three lingas. Therefore neither of the definitions apply. So he gives the third definition. Gotram cha charanai saha iti tritiyam jati lakshanam. So gotram cha charanai saha iti jati hi iti anushajyate. Gotra shabdena apatyam vivakshitam. So gotra here means apatya. So whenever a word has this apatyarthaka pratyaya, it will all be called jati. And then natu pautra prabhati iti paribhashikam vyakhyana. So there is actually the gotra. It is found in the earth of apatya. And also there is a, Panini defines gotra as apatyam pautra prabhati gotram. He says children, but I mean not the immediate progeny. So pautra prabhati, from the grandson, the other things are called as gotra. Okay, that is a definition of Panini. So he says that particular definition, paribhashikam na svikaraniyam. So he says natu pautra prabhati iti paribhashikam vyakhyana. So how do we know? It's because of Vyakhyana. The Harsha and other commentaries accept Putra also as the Gotra. In this particular case, even the son, there is the Apatya, Apatyataka Pratyaya is applied to the son or the immediate progeny, Tadapi Jatitvam Angikriyate. Atayeva Anantara Apatya Pratyayante Avanti Ityatra Jati Prayuttaha Nish Iti Anupasarjana Adivi Sutrastha Bhashyam Sangachate. So Mahabhashya accepts Jatitva for Apatya Pratyayanta even when it refers to the immediate Apatya. Okay? Anantara Apatya Pratyayante Api Jatitvam Angikritam Bhashya. Shabdendu Shekharetu Paribhashikam Eva Gotra Miha Vivakshitam Iti Prapanchitam. So Nagesha, that is Shabdendra Shekharakara differs. So that is different. According to Dikshita, it is Apatya Pratyayanta. That is why he explains it as Apatya Pratyayanta. Now, coming back, Gotram cha Charanai Saha. Charanaihi Saha Gotram Jatihi. Charana Shabdastu Shakhadhyetari Prasiddhaha. So Charana refers to the student of a particular Shakha. There are different Veda Shakhas. So each one, that is referred to as Charana. So a person who studies a particular Shakha is referred to as Charana here. Charana Shabdastu Shakhadhyetari Prasiddhaha. Charanaihi Saha Gotram Jatihi Iti Labhyate. Gotram Charanashta Jatihi Iti Yavate. Yadyapi Anugata Akara Pratyaya Vedya Janana Vishesha Prayukta Cheti Vividha Eva Jatihi Loke Prasiddha. You should remember that in common parlance or in Loka, the only the first two kinds of Jatis are famous. One is where Gotva, Ashvatva, etc. Everybody accepts it as Jati because of the Akriti Grahana. The second, where Brahmanatva, Kshatriyatva, where Janana Jatihi, that is also accepted commonly. The third kind of Jati is exclusive to Vyakarana. For Prakriya, we accept the third kind of Jati. Yadyapi Anugata Akara Pratyaya Vedya Janana Vishesha Prayukta Cheti Vividha Eva Jatihi Loke Prasiddha Tatra Gotra Charanaha Nantar Bhavanti. So this Apatya Pratyayanta or the Shakhadhyetaraha will not come under any of these two. Tathapi Adasmin Tachabdaha Tadvachishu Shabdeshu Tat Karyarthaha. So even when it is not a jati, or saying it is jati because you want the jati karya to apply to the gotra for this particular jati, where there is Apatya Pratyayanta and Shakhadhyetra Vachaka Shabda. Therefore he says Apatya Pratyayantaha Shakhadhyetra Vachika Shabdaha Jati Karyam Labhate Ityarthaha. So he does not say these are jatis. He says they will get jati karya. Whatever the karya is told for jati will also apply to these two, because it is not actually a jati according to common knowledge. Tathapi apatya pratyayantaha a word which ends in apatya pratyayas. So apatya pratyayas are a set of series of tathita pratyayas. Say dasharathasya apatyam dasharathihi, etc. Upagoha apatyam upagavaha, so on. So apatya pratyayantaha shakhadhyetravasi cha shabdaha. So and words which indicate the student of a particular shakha. So all these words will get jatikaryam labhate, will also get jatikarya. Because whatever karya has been told for jati vachakas in vyakarana will apply to these also. Upagavi. So upagavi. Upagohu apatyam stri ityarthe. Tasya apatyam iti ani. So it is a general sutra which gives an. Tasya apatyam ityarthe. Upagu ityasmat an pratyaya. So upagu a. There is a guna. I always forget this guna vidhayaka sutra. Okay, there is guna, it becomes upago, a, and there is adivriddhi because it is an. Litvata adivriddhi, upago, a, avadeshe, upagava, iti, pratipadikam. Upagorapatyam sri ityarthe tasyapatyam iti ani, tidhanai iti nipam badhitma, paratvad anena nish. So an is also included in tidhanai, so this should actually have been nip. But paratvad anena badhyate, because this is a parasutra, it overrules nip and there is nish. Tidhanai iti nipam badhitma, paratvad anena nish, svare bhedaha, the difference is in swara. So aupagava e ityarthi. So this is an example of apatya pratyayanta. Kathi iti udaharanam asti. So agrimam charanasya udaharanam darshayati kathi iti. Kathena proktam adhiyana ityartha. So she who studies the kathashakha. Kathashakha dhyetri ityarthe. Katha ityasmat. Tena proktam iti pratyaha bhavati. Tasya lukkapi bhavati. So the prakriya is given in the next word. Kalapi, kathi kalapi are both the referring to shakhas. So kalapi iti. Vaishampayanante vasi vasitva nibandhanaha ninihi. Okay, so there is a nin pratyaya here. Kathacharakal luk iti rasya luk. Sattaha taradhite iti anaha proktal luk iti luk. Tadongish. So that is all tathita prakriya which we will not see here. So katha and kalapa. So these words get nish because they refer to students who are studying that particular shakha of the Vedas. So in Strilinga it will be kathi and kalapi. Similarly, he gives the next example, vakvruchi. Bahavaha rujaha adhyaya yasyaha iti vigdaha rakpurabhuh pathamanakshe anrich vakvrucha adhyeta deva ityakara samasantaha. So there is a samasanta pratyaya, it becomes bahvrucha, tato nish, and there is nish on this. So he defines that purakalpe tu nadinam mundi bandhanam ishyate adhyapanancha vedanam savitri vatanam tatha iti yamadit smritihi. So this is found in smritis. That is why you have these words in Strilinga also. If Vedadhyana was nishiddha for women, then such examples would not have existed. So Vedadhyana was found even for women. It is there, adhyapananca vedanam, savitri vatanam tatha iti smriti. Therefore, these words are correct. Okay. So, next he says, nanu, vyakhyaneva, nanu, linganamsa sarvabhat iti, gotrancha charanai saha iti sa jati lakshane, brahmani iti parityajya, vrushali opagavi ityevam kuta udahratam. Yata aha, brahmani ityatra iti. Brahmani ityatra tu shangaravadi paatha neena nish badhyate. So why did he not give Brahmani? Because there it belongs to the shangaravadi gana. Okay. So shangaravadi yayo neen ityanena neen pratyaha bhavati. Punaha svare visheshaha neeshaha neenashcha. So Brahmani ityasya jati vachitve api jate rastri visheyad ityanena nish pratyaha na bhavati ityarthaha. Jate hai kim? Jati vachakasyaiva kim? अनेन सूत्रेण नीश इति किमर्थम्? जातेः किम्? मुंडा. सो मुंडा इति उदाहरणं दीयते. सो मुंडत्वं नाम विलुप्त सर्वकेशत्वं. सो नॉट हैविंग हेयर इज मुंडत्वं. मुंडत्वं नाम विलुप्त सर्वकेशत्वं. तत्तु न आकृति व्यंग्यम्. सी देयर इज एन इंप्रेशन दैट यू कैन स्टिल सी व्हेन आई मीन थ्रू एक्सटर्नल फॉर्म यू कैन स्टिल नोटिस व्हेन देयर इज नो हेयर. सो मुंडत्वं आकृति ग्रहणा जाति ही भवेत किल इति संशयः उदयात्. सो दैट इज व्हाई दीक्षित गिव्स अ वेरी एप्ट एग्जांपल. मुंडत्व दो इट कैन बी सीन आई मीन इट इज नोन थ्रू एक्सटर्नल फॉर्म हाउ आई मीन when there is no hair. Tattu na akriti vyangyam. Why? Kesha dashayam api tadakrite hai sattvat. So the head or the avayava is still the same whether it is covered with hair or not. Kesha dashayam api, the akriti has not changed. Okay? That is why the thing was told as avayava samsthana vishesha vyangya. There should be a difference in avayavas which will indicate that particular jati, whereas mundatva is not that. So that is why he gives this particular example. Keshadashayam api tadakrite hai. The akriti is still the same. And therefore it is not a jati. Tadakrite hai sattvad. Napi linganam chayati lakshana lakshitam sarvalingatvad. You cannot, it is found in all three lingas. Therefore the second lakshana will not apply. And it is neither gotra or charana. Therefore it does not get jati karya. It is not a jati and therefore nish will not apply. Ato na jati iti bhavaha. Next one, astri vishayat kim. Jate hai astri vishayat iti uchyate. Kimattham iti chet. Balaka iti udaharanam diyate. So balaka iti. Pakshivarge balaka visakanthika iti amaraha. So it is a particular kind of a bird, but the vachaka word, the balaka, is nitya strilinga. This is the word is always strilinga, whether it refers to a male bird or a female bird. The word swabhavataha nitya strilingaha shabdaha. Balaka visakantika ityamaraha. Balakatasya akriti vyangyataya jatitve api. It is akriti grahana jatihi. Tathapi niyada strilingatvat na nish ityarthaha. So it is a compulsory strilinga word when it refers to the bird. That is jati visheshe nitya strilingatvat astri vishayaha na stri vishayaha tasmat atra nish na bhavati. And the last one, ayopadhat kim yakaraha upadhayam na bhavet ito uchyate kshatriya. Kshatriya shabdaha upadhayam yakaraha asti tasmat अत्र नीश न भवति ताबेव भवति क्षत्रिया इति रूपम्. सो नेक्स्ट देयर आर देयर इज अ वाप्तिका. ओके मैं जस्ट फिनिश दिस ऑफ जस्ट 5 मिनट्स. योपध प्रतिषेधे हय गवय मुखय मनुष्य मत्स्यानाम अप्रतिषेधः. सो देयर आर 5 वर्ड्स इज द वाप्तिककार गिव्स. इवन इफ दे हैव यकारा इन द उपध दे विल स्टिल गेट नीश अप्रतिषेधः. That is, nish is not prevented for these 5. Even haya, gavaya, mukaya, manushya, matsya. So all of them have yakara in the upadha, but still there is no pratishedha by the vartika. So the forms will be hayi, gavayi, mukayi. All these are animals. Gavayi is an animal like a cow, and mukayi is also a satushpat prani jati visheshaha. Iti uchyate. So manushya, when you have the word manushya and there is nish, हलस्तद्धितस्य इति यलोपः. सो हलः परस्य तद्धित यकारस्य लोपः स्याद् इकारे तद्धिते च परे इज द सूत्र. इट सेज मनुष्य ई इफ देयर इज अ तद्धित यकार व्हिच इज प्रीसीडेड बाय हल इट इज डिलीटेड व्हेन फॉलोड बाय ईकार. सो मनुष्य इत्यत्र मनोर्जातौ अञ्यतौ शुक्च इति मनुशब्दात् तद्धिते यत् प्रत्यये. सो यू हैव मनु एंड देयर इज यत् प्रत्यय. So there is shuk agama, so it becomes manushya. Now this yakara belongs to the tadhita pratyaya. That is why he gives this one. Yat is tadhita pratyaya and it is preceded by shakara, which is hal, manushya. So halas tadhitasya ityanena yalopaha, manushya e ityasti. Akarasya asyati chayati lopaha, yakarasya halas tadhitasya iti lopaha, manushu e, manushi iti rupam. मनुष्य ई इति स्थिते हलशकारात् परः तथित प्रत्ययावयवः यकारः ईकारे परे लुप्यते. सो यकार इज डिलीटेड एंड यू हैव द फॉर्म मनुषी. मनुष्य इत्यस्य स्त्रीलिंगे मनुषी इति भवति. मत्स्यस्य न्याम, वी ऑलरेडी सीन दिस, मत्स्य विल गेट नीश. सूर्यतिष्यागस्य मत्स्यानां य उपधायाः इत्यत्र मत्स्य शब्दस्य न्याम अर्थात नीश नीप नीन इत्येतेषु परेषु यकारस्य लोपः उपधायाः यकारस्य इति उक्तम्. ऑलरेडी सीन द प्रक्रिया. सो मत्स्य ई अकारस्य अस्य इति चेति लोपः, यकारस्य सूर्यतिष्यागस्य इति लोपः. सो द फॉर्म विल बी मत्स्यी. सो दीज फाइव वर्ड्स हय गवय मुखय मनुष्य एंड मत्स्य, इवन दो देर इज यकार इन द उपधा, सर्वेपि जातिवाचकाः, तथापि जातेरस्त्रि विषयादित्यनेन नीश भवति वार्तिक बलात्. Any questions? येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरा कृत्रिम व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीश्वरी भाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते.